We will try to talk tonight about to try to search for a reply to these questions. Are we alone in the universe? And if we look at the history, we realize this kind of question was done in the past by prominent people, great philosophers. And if you study in depth the history, you will realize that this kind of question was mainly related with the cosmology view of the people in the different ages. For example, when Methodorus of Chios in the 4th century before Jesus Christ asked this kind of question, his cosmology was quite different of the point of view that we have of the universe now. And great thinkers and philosophers like Epicurus, Leucippus, Lucretius, Plutarco, Alberto Magno, Roger Bacon, Nicolas de Cusa. I put it there, Copernico or Copernicus, because even though he never speaks about the possibility of extraterrestrial life, he puts some sort of turning point in our point of view about the universe. Before Copernicus, all the people thought that the Earth was the center of the universe, and that point of view limited the possibility of other worlds outside the Earth, because the Aristotle paradigm of the cosmological paradigm does not allow the possibility of other worlds like the Earth, because under that paradigm there were only four elements and the Earth was the basic one. So it would be impossible to conceive the existence of the Earth element outside the sphere of the Earth planet. Then other thinkers like Giordano Bruno, who proclaimed that there was an infinity number of worlds, cost him his life. Johannes Kepler speculated. It is very interesting to read a dialogue between Kepler and Galileo. Kepler got only when he got the Sidereus Nuncius, that was the main publication of Galileo, he got only 10 days to read it and to reply a letter to make a letter to Galileo to ask him questions about his work. And during that period of time he wrote a book answering that prominent book of Galileo, because that was the time that he got for the next mail that goes to Pisa. So, but in that work you can find speculations about possible inhabitants in Jupiter and in other planets of the solar system. Probably the most in the 17th century, the most prominent author was Bouvier de Fontenelle, who wrote a book that was a bestseller, really a bestseller, because during his life he got something like 33 different editions only in French, and this book was translated to all the European languages, so it was some sort of Carl Sagan of that time. Then Christian Huygens also speculated about the possibility of life beyond the Earth, but the real first proposals to make contact with other beings beyond the Earth appear last century. Carl Friedrich Gauss, the prominent mathematician, speculated about the possibility of life for example, in the moon. So he thought that the best way to show the possible, I don't know how to say, lunatics or people that can live in on the moon, he thought that if they plant trees in Siberia with the form of a Pythagorean triangle, they can show the possible inhabitants of the moon that probably were observing us by their big telescopes, that at least we know the Pythagorean demonstration of the rectangle triangle, so that we know at least basic geometry. So similar proposals were done by Johann von Littrow, who was a director in an observatory in Austria. He proposed to use the Sahara Desert to burn the oil in some geometrical figures. So if you burn the oil during the night, the possible inhabitants of the moon will detect an strange light in the dark part of the Earth. So they will be easy for them to detect us. Well, and then we have several proposals by Charles Cross, Camille Flammarion, Percival Lowell, Guillermo Marconi, who got his Nobel Prize when he invented the telegraph. He claimed in the early 20s of this century that he already detected extraterrestrial signal from Venus or Mars in his yacht called Elettra. And if you search the front page, for example, of the prominent newspapers like the New York Times in the early 20s, you will find big headlines announcing that Marconi already detect life outside the Earth. Of course, Marconi then found that was a natural radiation that occurs in the ionosphere part of our planet. Nikola Tesla also claimed that kind of things, but the real SETI project or SETI proposal from a scientific point of view became with a seminal paper wrote by Giuseppe Cocconi and Philip Morrison in the late 50s. This paper appeared in the well-known scientific journal called Nature. It is a British journal. And at the same time, in an independent way, in the U.S., Frank Drake were developing a big equipment in the National Radio Astronomy Observatory of the U.S., and actually he organized the first search for extraterrestrial signals around two nearby stars, Tau Ceti and Epsilon Eridani.